Classic Rock, Redefined, 93.7 The River, Dog and Joe Show on a Tuesday. We'll get to some Tuesday stuff coming up, but first, though, we got to do this. Oh, yeah, you can smell it in the air.
Them touchdown passes, being Thomas, most of it being Thomas after, but instead, the ball was moved.
Jump on 93.7theriver.com. Get those picks in. $400. That's what we've got this week. Plus, you're going to get that coveted Dog and Joe Show customizable Dog and Joe Show Pigskin Picks jersey, courtesy of California Embroidery and Design. Also, $50 gift card over to Sammy's inside the Stones Gambling Hall. So make sure you jump on 93.7theriver.com. Get those picks in. Joe, before we get into the pigskin stuff, let's get this out of the way. Even though we're a bit early, we got to give them cash.
Oh, good word.
Text it back to 200-200 for $1,000.
All right. 7 o'clock code word is prize. P-R-I-Z-E to 200-200. Your chance at $1,000. Your 7 o'clock code word is prize. P-R-I-Z-E to 200-200. Good luck.
And we're talking about this because on Sunday, a lot of people were like, wow, we saw a different Patriots team. We saw a different Chargers team. What was it the Patriots did? I think Joe said that you said they were running different plays and they changed up the whole offense.
Yeah.
That's not what happened. This, according to Bill Belichick and other Patriots, what they're saying is Belichick made the surprising decision to receive the ball at the start of the game instead of deferring and kicking it. They had only elected to receive that ball one time this season.
Really?
So because they wanted to take it out of the gate, the Patriot players said it was a decision that got them off guard, but it fired them up instantly because they knew that Bill Belichick had the confidence in them, and he saw something that they didn't see in themselves that Sunday, because that was only one other time it happened throughout the season, and they knew it was go time, show time for them to return.
Wow.
So that's what they're claiming was the big out-of-the-gate miracle thing that the Patriots did. They returned first.
Huh.
So, according to the Patriots,
they said they had all different offensive plays that they were going to run, and they were doing a brand new offense that day.
Well,
new plays in the offense or something.
According to this, that didn't matter because all they needed was an attaboy from the master, the man at the helm, the man that commands the boat, him and Brady.
Wow.
So, I guess that's why they won.
Sick. I don't want to hear any more good Bill Belichick crap.
Well, you better hope they don't return the ball first coming up on Sunday in KC. Here's what they're saying. Forecast. 10-day forecast in Kansas City, Missouri. Predicts a high of 15 degrees and a low of 8.
Really?
A high of 15 and a low of 8.
God.
People talk about hell freezing over. Go to Missouri. It has. That is awful.
That is cold, dude.
And it's blasting all through the central part of America right now. I mean, there's going to be tons of snow, tons of wind. If you saw the freeways and the news footage, that whole area back there is just gridlock, and it's absolutely awful. And so what I did yesterday, what time was it? I wrote it down here because I wanted to share. Yesterday at 12:57, our time, I checked out Boston weather. And in Boston, it was a hot 29.
Oh.
So...
Ooh, it's not even above freezing at noon.
My point with that is yesterday at almost 1 o'clock our time, which would have been 4 o'clock their time, so getting into the evening hours.
3-hour difference, yeah.
Yeah, 29 degrees, okay? And this weather here, they have this kind of weather that KC's having all the time in Boston, but not during game days. This is a little colder than normal, even for Boston, and it's a 10-day stretch. They're shutting airports down. I mean, it's just everything is on freeze. So it's going to be damn cold for both, even though both, a couple of the coldest teams in the NFL, abnormal. So it's going to really play into the game.
I mean, I want you to think about how bad that hurts when you're playing in 8-degree weather and you get a finger pinched or a finger smashed between helmets or between pads.
Think if I walked by you and you had your helmet off and I just flicked your ear with my index finger.
God.
And you're out in a 15-degree wet, and you just flick someone. You just walk by and just pinch them. Right in the back of their arm, little small pinch of skin. It's going to hurt.
Oh, you're one of them linemen. You're playing 6 or 8 plays in a row and you're just all kinds of sweaty. And then it's the defense's turn. You got to go stand over there on the sideline Oh my god!
No, you got to towel off and coat up quick.
Yeah,
your sweat will freeze.
Yes, it will.
I mean, you got
8-degree weather. Yeah,
your sweat's running down your forehead. It's just freezing into icicles.
Yeah, if those dudes with the big burly beards, the Edelmans and whatnot, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
they will. The spit and sweat will freeze in their beards.
They could lose a beard in that kind of weather because of all the sweat and perspiration and, like you say, the spit and all the moisture. Someone hits them in the beard with the helmet off, their beard could fall off.
Break right off.
Yeah.
Break right off.
You'd have a beard sickle.
Yeah, that happens to Edelman. He's finished.
But that is cold, though. High of 15, low of 8, and that's a 10-day forecast.
Man.
Still don't have the exact temp of what it's going to be at kickoff coming up on Sunday. 93.7theriver.com.
Those balls will freeze, won't they? I mean, those footballs get to... I mean, you can't freeze air, I know, but I mean... They will feel like they are chunks of ice coming at you, I would imagine, in 8-degree weather, right? I mean,
yeah, but the refs are wiping them. You know, they're tossing balls out. They circulate different balls. The refs are going to, you know, clean them up and wipe them.
Yeah, that's probably true for the big boys.
Yeah, if there's any sweat or anything on them, yeah, they're cleaning them.
It ain't like high school.
No.
Woo, boy, them balls got cold back then.
No.
Jeez'll Pete.
Super Bowl tickets happening in Atlanta for the big game coming up. Right now, $6,800 as of January 10th.
Let's get our tickets.
That's 5 days ago.
Let's get them.
Wow. Fans attending the Super Bowl at the Mercedes-Benz Stadium can enjoy a retractable roof, beautiful lounges, and a bar the length of the football field with stunning views of the city skyline. It's going to happen in Atlanta. Think about that. A bar the length of the football field.
Well, you're definitely going to be able to get in and get a drink there.
Man.
That is nice.
Yeah. Expensive tickets, though, and each year, you know, the prices always go up and up and up, and this forecast, or at least claim, came in 5 days ago. They're probably closer to $7,200 right now, because we're getting down to the final few weeks before the big game.
Wow.
That is insane.
God, that's so much money, dude.
And I guess we got to talk about this, even though I tried like hell to avoid it yesterday. It has been confirmed. The big barn-burning news, Maroon 5 will be rocking the Pepsi Super Bowl halftime show. Also joining them, Travis Scott and Big Boy, spelled B-O-I.
Oh, okay.
Albert, who's Big Boy?
Big Boy from Outkast. Outkast, the hip hop group. Big Boy, Andre 3000. Big Boy's just performing by himself, I guess.
So is this? It sounds like old, like Travis Scott.
Well, Travis Scott is young. He has the number one album. He's like the hottest just artist period right now. He sold millions and millions.
Okay, I don't know who he is.
What's his song?
I don't know. I can't think. Oh, he has a song called Sicko Mode with Drake. That's the newest one. But Big Boy's old. Now, he is old. He's like you guys' age. He's an old guy.
Oh, I appreciate that.
What are you saying there, dude?
Yeah, he's an older statesman.
I mean,
huh?
Come on now.
Yeah, I like that. Big Boy.
He's an OG in the game, as we like to say.
And Maroon 5.
They're awesome.
What? You like Maroon 5?
I love Maroon 5,
that's
man.
Adam Levine's band.
Yeah. Oh, yuck.
What are you saying?
You don't like Adam Levine?
No. Albert, look into my eyes. Yeah. Look into my eyes. Does any part of what you see look as if it would like Maroon 5?
I mean, Brett Favre liked Maroon 5, so I would assume.
Wait, can you turn around? Can you turn around?
Oh, yeah, make it better for me.
I'll sing them.
Yeah, join in, Albert, please. Sing Maroon 5 songs.
I start drumming for him.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Women love that. If I'm going to be in the
and everyone
field
knows,
nowadays,
if you know anything about Super Bowl, it's 98%, 99% women who watch it.
No, a lot of women watch the Super Bowl. There's a huge women base that I watch.
40% women.
Okay. Yeah. So my next question, more men watch it or women?
More men.
Men.
Okay. But it's not as if it's a small amount of women that watch. It's still a sizable amount.
Okay, but what they're doing is super serving the women and leaving the guys hanging. There's absolutely no entertainment halftime-wise.
You said the same thing when Justin Timberlake came the other time to the Super Bowl and did that. That is what people like. We like that.
And remember, we had a guy that called up. We talked about the big game.
Remember, he got up in the stands and was high-fiving folks?
We talked about it the Monday after the game happened last year, and a guy called up and he said, hey, I've never been a Justin Timberlake fan.
Yeah.
He goes, but me and my wife booked tickets in a room to go to Vegas to see his show because we were so blown away by what he did at halftime. You remember that?
I do remember that.
A guy called.
He's a performer, that kid.
Yeah. A quote-unquote guy called.
That's right.
Yeah.
And Timberlake, he's a mass threat, too. He's got multiple threats. I mean, that guy was in Alpha Dog. You ever see that movie?
I have.
Oh, yeah. He's a hell of an actor.
And not a bad actor, but just musically. Yeah. Has it Maroon 5? Haven't they played before?
I don't think they've done the Super Bowl.
They haven't?
Well,
no.
Have they?
I don't know. Maroon 5, Coldplay.
I think Adam Levine may have.
Yes.
But not Maroon 5.
Oh, well, yeah. You got to have the whole band there. Yeah, sure. You
know. Adam Levine's badass, dude. He's got a cocky little fella on The Voice.
Oh, yeah. You don't like him on The Voice? I love him on The Voice.
He's kind of cocky.
I know. But he's great.
Wouldn't I have to watch The Voice to form an opinion as to whether or not I like it?
It doesn't come on CBS. I apologize. It's not on CBS. They need to switch it to CBS, and Dog would be right on it.
I don't get it. I mean, whatever. Maybe he's going to knock it out of the park and blow the stadium in half. And
you'll love it, yeah.
I just don't, it doesn't excite me. I see these bands and these people, and I don't know any of them well enough to say it's going to be decent. It's blah, so.
You know plenty of Adam Levine songs.
No, look into my eyes. Is that, like I asked Albert, what makes you think I know plenty of Adam Levine songs?
You have ears?
You could hold a gun to my head on either of my ears and tell me, spout out a song, and I would be dead.
You hear them on commercials, they're on television shows. Adam Levine's music plays everywhere in America.
Well, then I just don't know it, because I can't spot one song. I can't recite one.
What about that one I was just singing to you?
Do it again?
Wait, can you turn around? Can you turn around? You don't know that song?
I don't know that.
You gotta be kidding me.
Moves Like Jagger?
I got Moves Like Jagger. You know that song?
I mean, maybe if I heard it, whatever
girls
you're doing doesn't...
like you, like
that's
me.
That's one of his biggest ones right now, yeah.
No, that's not it.
Who's that girl in there with that one?
Ah, that is a...
Boy, they jam that song.
You know what we should do? The Friday before we get into the big game, you and Albert should recreate the halftime show, and you and he go through all the Maroon 5 songs and do them so you can kind of give a preview before the show happens on Sunday.
That's just going to ruin it for everybody watching.
Yeah. Nobody listening, huh? Yeah, they're going to enjoy it. Get the picks in. 93.7theriver.com. Again, $400, $50 Stones Gambling Hall gift card.
It's $400 from Stones Gambling Hall. There's no gift card. It's just the $400.
Well, is that right?
That's right. Yeah, the $50 gift card goes away in lieu of them providing the big cash prize.
The big cash money. The $400.
All right. You made the correction. Thank you. You also get the jersey. 93.7theriver.com. Get the picks in. Here's Robert Palmer.